That sounded like way louder than usual. It's probably because I'm tired, huh?
Probably, yeah.
91.
Didn't sleep all night?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It's a Crash Course of the Raven Show. Did you just burp? What was that?
No, that was your music pad. I did not burp. I would admit to it, too.
Jack Nishi burped?
Probably. You caught it.
It's a crash
course.
You're
going to be hearing all strange sounds this whole...
Probably.
I'm supposed to explain them away.
I'm probably hallucinating.
Probably.
It's
always fun, though, hallucinating.
Yeah, from tiredness. Free high. Yeah, I went to the C-Note last night. Stigmatics played Girl on Top. A cover band, they were good, but they're all covers. A band called the Plain Janes. I don't think they went on last. They should have been the first band because it was
why
like.
Why do you say all covers? Because that's how the Thigh Scraper started out.
Well, everyone starts out with all covers, sure. But it was almost like they seemed like the headliner.
Okay.
You know? And Girl on Top and the Stigmatics. Blew them.
Right.
I mean, they're real bands with all original songs, and, you know, I mean, it was just like, huh? Why are these guys playing last?
Well,
you know, and you kind of felt bad for them. They had to stick around the whole night. Hopefully they're not listening. No, the Playing Jeans are really, really cool. But yeah, it was mostly cover songs. You know, classic hits. They did classic hits. Good versions, I guess.
Yeah.
They were all female.
Okay.
It was like,
that's cool. Very cool.
It's a pretty big band. I think there are five women and one guy in the band.
Nice.
Playing Jeans. Nice. Yeah, they were fun. They were fun.
Yeah.
Girl on Top. Excellent. They might even call in. Karen from Girl on Top gave me her number and was like, call me, you know, or text me, you know. Maybe I'll text her. I'll text her with the number, and maybe she was asking me to call her.
Oh, and did you say I don't do that?
I was like, I know there's a way to, but I've never figured out how to call out from the board.
It would help.
I know. I always just tell people to call us. That
we could be like the Jerky Boys and do all these prank calls.
Yeah, we should.
It would be fun, yeah.
Or Richie Christie call. I'll take the basketball hoop. You ever hear that one? Oh, my God. I'll find that on YouTube. Richard Christie. I actually met him recently. Richard Christie on the Howard Stern Show. You know, if you don't get Sirius Satellite, you probably don't know who he is. But these days, he's pretty huge on the Howard Stern shows. He does these phone calls that are ridiculously funny. We'll play one later on. The guy,
funny person we got to play.
Who's that? Don Rickles. Oh, the great Don Rickles passed away. I'm going to play like maybe a half hour bit of Don Rickles in a little bit. He just goes nuts for like a half hour.
He always goes nuts, doesn't
Maybe I'll do that, 2 o'clock hour?
Yeah, let's warm up a little.
Yeah, we'll warm up and do a Rickles special. It's a long one. If you like Rickles, you're going to love it. Some people, you know, they probably go, oh, Don Rickles, old-time comedian. Yeah, I'm sure, you know, but I don't know how many people remember how racy he was.
Oh, yeah.
Don Rickles.
Offensive.
He was like Archie Bunker on crack.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I mean, if you're offended by Archie Bunker and All in the Family, well, you're an idiot. But if you are offended by that stuff, you know, I mean, you shouldn't be, because, you know, Archie Bunker is just showing you what a jerk bigots are. You know, that's
a side of America. Yeah,
that's why it's so funny. You know, but some people don't get that. And Don Rickles was a lot the same way. It was like, you know, obviously he can't be that way 24 hours a day, but Don Rickles was like, you know, playing the biggest a-hole you ever saw in your life. Like, oh my God, look at this a-hole, you know? And that was his shtick, you know? And it was like, oh yeah, he was racist. He went across the boards on everyone, goofing on everyone.
He did. It was across the boards, definitely.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
And I have a, I'll have to figure out what that was from, but I have something of his. It must be in the drawer. So we'll figure that out later. But, let's figure out what we're going to do. Yeah, let's figure out about Karen and Girl on Top.
Yeah.
Maybe we can call them, or I'll text them.
Text them.
We'll see what's going on with that. You know what?
On Facebook, right?
I picked up a couple of CDs the other day. We're going to be playing some stuff off of that. Why don't we start with the Stooges block? I actually picked up, I don't know of this movie, Gimme Danger, The Story of the Stooges.
When was it, what's the copyright on it? When was it?
This says 2017. It's like, wouldn't we hear of this coming out?
Yeah,
Story of the Stooges. And
I think so.
The CD, you know, it's like a compilation. Obviously, the songs from whatever movie this is. And fantastic. Some of the best versions of these songs. Like, this takeouts from Raw Power and stuff on it. It's just really, really cool. Here's a version of I Gotta Write. You probably never heard it before. Iggy and the Stooges. It's an outtake from early aborted Raw Power session.
Okay.
This is fantastic. Ready? Hold on to your socks. Or they'll get blown off. All right. Where am I? CD1 91.5 WMFO. Hey, you got a request? 855-915-9636.
For no fun. ticket. Deep inside. And I was sticking.
'cause I'm sick of you.
Like, I didn't even know that song. And now it might
there
be...
There were a couple there.
Might be my favorite Stooges song now, you know?
Maybe it's new.
And it's on some... It's not new, it's...
Well, I mean, this song is new to you, new to your ears.
It's an outtake from Raw Power. Well, that means it must have been on Raw Power. I mean, I've heard Raw Power. I don't... It must sound a lot different than that.
I don't think it's on Raw Power.
Let me look. I'm looking it up. Raw Power. Iggy and the Stooges. Yeah, I don't see it on there.
Yeah, it was probably an outtake. In other words, it didn't make the album.
It never even made an over. I thought they meant, like, there were other versions. Yeah, I mean, those two songs... I like those songs better than any songs on Raw Power. Like, why were they outtakes?
What are you talking about? Raw Power is fantastic.
Raw Power is fantastic, but those are the two. Those are like the two best Stooges songs I've ever heard. "Sick of You" and the one I heard. I played the first one. I played, where he's singing like a madman. I don't even know what he's saying. What was it? It was. Oh, I got it right. I got it right.
I wonder if they made, you know how the Ramones would sometimes re-release their albums and they'd put extra bonus tracks on it? I wonder if they ever did that throughout their career and would put...
Those are probably on some compilations, yeah. I mean, they must have released. Those are too good to not be released until it's 2017.
Right.
They have to be on something else.
Well, I don't know about if it...
Well, I'm glad
the movie was made in 2016, and that's where you got...
Well, this says 2017.
Oh, okay.
And we still don't know. It was a Jim Jarmusch. Is that how you say his last name?
You know, I used to be able to pronounce that name, and now I'm having a hard time right now.
It's a film by Jim Jarmusch. Well, it's a... Yeah, I know he did a movie I like.
He did Dead Man. He did Coffee and Cigarettes. He did...
Coffee and Smokes? That's an MFO show.
Coffee and Cigarettes. He did a bunch of movies that I like. Broken Flowers with...
I don't know those
Bill
other
Murray.
Ones, but I'm telling my listeners, go and see Dead Man. Awesome movie.
He did Ghost Dog, The Way of the Samurai. That was a great flick.
Mm. I mean, he did a great... I mean, that movie was awesome, so I bet he did an awesome... He must have did a great job with this. I gotta see it. Do you think it's on Netflix or what?
We'll have to look it up.
Story of the Stooges.
It came out independent or...
Is anyone listening? Somebody find... Story of the Stooges for me, and I want to watch it tonight.
Oh, all my.
Right. It's not all Stooges on the soundtrack either. There's a great, the best version of Ramblin' Rose I've ever heard, MC5. Like, how were these tracks all missing until this movie? Check this version out, something you probably haven't heard. I mean, you know the song. It's the song that he sings like this! Right? a number.
Ramblin' Road.
10. Check it out. MC5, another Detroit band. Favoring Detroit this morning. Yeah, the Boston will get its share.
Well, you can always do a little Fire King and
yeah.
The Boston and Detroit connection.
Yep, Fire King.
If you'd like to.
I kind of consider Fire King, they're like Boston / Detroit band.
Kind of, yeah. Yep.
Right. Check this out, MC5 on MFO!
Just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
WMFO in Medford.
Medford.
Johnny and the Hurricanes there with Beatnik Fly. And what did we hear? I'll tell you all about it. Started with the Thigh Scrapers driving Saturday, like every week for the past 10 years. No, it was Journey Free Classic Rock at one point, so. And that had its own song by Ron Rulius.
That's right.
I can't find that. I was
lost.
Sure it was in the system, yeah.
No.
Ron's got to send me another copy of it because we got to play that from time to time.
It's a great song.
Yeah. For those of you who are sitting at home going, what the hell is Brian talking about now? This show used to actually be called Journey Free Classic Rock. And it's nothing about taking a journey or anything like that. No. It's literally... No Journey was going to be played on that show. It was like after 3 years of doing overnights at BCN. ZLX. I was so drowned.
How many times did we hear Journey in the night?
An overnight shift?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying they played them every hour, but...
But once a day was enough?
I probably played them twice a night, yeah.
That's a lot.
And I'm not a Journey fan, so I had to listen to Journey two times a night, a band I can't stand. So, yes.
You can't turn it down either.
my first mission, my first thing to get out of my way was tell everyone, I hate Journey, and they're not going to be played on this show. So it's Journey.
You've never played them.
Huh?
You've never played them.
On that show?
On this show. On.
Well, it used to start with Journey, actually. Do you remember it? I wish I could find
that. It
started
with Journey?
I made this cool CD. I actually made it over at ZLX with their Pro Tools, and it came out really cool. You don't remember
how...
Is
that the one where you mashed up and you put the Elvis Costello
saying,
no, this isn't right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. No, I never heard that, but...
We gotta find that. It was really good. That's the way Journey Free Classic Rock started each week. It was,
You start with the Journey song?
Yeah, was it... did I start right off with the Journey song? Yeah. The show started, it was, any way you want it, that's the way you need it,
yeah,
every way you want
it.
Ah! And then, it's good. Before he really gets into it, all of a sudden you hear a record player get, like,
ripped off.
Scratch. Yeah. I added that in, like, it gets ripped off. And then there's Elvis Costello going, no, sorry, ladies and gentlemen, there's no reason for us to be doing this. You know, and it's... That famous Saturday Night Live when he...
Yeah, when he plays
went from
radio?
He went from less than zero into radio.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what I do. Then I play... and it was that version from Saturday Night Live. So it's like, he basically... Yeah, he stops Journey to play radio.
Right.
Radio. I forgot about that. Funny stuff. We still have a leftover request from last week.
Oh.
Roy from Alden wanted to hear Ghost Riders in the Sky. He promised me he was going to be listening at 1. Are you listening, Roy? I think I'd see something flashing if you were. Well, his loss. Ghost Riders in the Sky, a cowboy legend, is a cowboy-styled country-western song written in 1948 by American songwriter, film, and television actor Stan Jones. The tune sounds slimmer to Spinkle Hill. Traditional Irish folk song by Michael Constantine, Irish immigrant to the United States in the 1870s. A number of versions were crossover hits on the pop charts in 1949, the most successful being by Vaughn Monroe. That's probably what our friend Roy wanted to hear, is Vaughn Monroe's version. That's probably the version... I know, I didn't know who did it. Vaughn Monroe. But this being Crash Course for the Ravers, we can't make everyone happy, can we? We'll play a different version. But his request was Ghost Riders in the Sky. He didn't say by whom. So we're going to play Fender Men.
Who's Fender Men?
They're Fender Men. They're men with fenders. Fender Men. Ghost Riders in the Sky on 91.5 WMF. Did you just say MF'd?
I said go for it.
No,
your psychiatrist says that to you,
That was Larry, my psychiatrist. My shrink. Ghost Riders in the Sky.
Thank you.
91.5 WMFO
in Medford.
Any more? Yeah, we gotta do that. It's the legal, actually. 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
We wouldn't want to do anything illegal.
No. Let's make it legal. Ennio Morricone. You know what? I love the guy. I never know if I pronounce his name right, though. Is it Morricone or Morricone?
I think it's Morricone. I have a hard time with the first name.
Ennio?
Is it Ennio or Ennio?
It's Ennio.
Ennio Morricone.
Well, that's the way I've always said it. You know what? I don't know. You know, I could be pronouncing both his names wrong, but I've been a fan since I was a little kid.
Yeah.
My first favorite movie was The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. I mean, I had to watch it on Channel 56 every year. And I still would.
So there
Channel
you go.
56 existed.
It does exist. They just don't have the Saturday afternoon. Well, maybe they do.
WLVI?
I don't know if it's LDI anymore.
I don't know either.
Don't ask me.
Anyway, that was Ennio Morricone from the movie For a Few Dollars More. 60 Seconds to What? CD I picked up, and I was listening to it in the car, and you know, I'm just making note because I was like, oh yeah, that's a really cool one. I remember that from... from Clint Eastwood, you know, I remembered
it's like
that.
You were living your childhood.
Yeah, it was. And you feel so badass with that stuff playing in the Challenger too.
Is that what it is? Okay,
I got that cranking going down the road. I feel like a gunslinger,
okay.
You know, coming into town to kill everyone.